You are listening to the Team DCU podcast.
Today, I'm joined by third year aviation management student, Kate Goodman. Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. We want to chat all things aviation management today. So let's take a look back to the start. Why did you choose aviation management as a course?
So me personally, I went to the creche when I was a baby in the airport. My dad worked in the airport. And I always kind of thought, I'm going to work over there when I'm older. My granddad's worked in the airport as well. My uncle's worked for Ryanair and things like that.
So it's always been in the family.
Yeah,
in
the
genes.
The
legacy.
Yeah.
You had to continue it.
And then in TY, I did my work experience in the airport and I was just like, yep, just for me.
It's great to find out that early
isn't
it? Obviously, it doesn't always fall that way. Sometimes you don't know that early, but it was lucky that you did. And you chose DCU to come and study it
course,
in as well.
Yeah.
Were you ever in DCU before?
So I'm from Santry, so it's like a 10-minute walk from my house, which is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I kind of always walk through this campus, go to my nana's, so I was like familiar with it. I did summer camps here. I was happy with DCU, yeah, and I'm really happy with my choice. Yeah.
Great, great. So tell me a little bit about it. I suppose, firstly, you said that you've always wanted to do this since you were a very young age, but as we've said, it's not always the case. Who is this course suited to? Should you have a particular interest in some kind of area to maybe be thinking about aviation management?
I think if you like business and you're looking for something a little bit different, this course could be perfect. But I also think if you have that love, absolute love and interest in aviation and you're not too sure about the business side, that could be worked on too. So either or, you would be perfect for this course.
I think one thing to point out quite early on right now is that there's kind of a misconception that doing aviation management, you're going to be a pilot and that's only thing you're going to do. Not the case.
No. When people ask me, what do I study? I'm like, oh, aviation management. And they're like, what? Like pilot, air hostess? And I'm like, nope. I want to stay on the ground. Yeah, so that is an option, definitely, but also there's hundreds and hundreds of other roles within aviation. I always remember when I came to DCU's open day when I was in like fifth year, I remember the lecturer saying, for every pilot up in the sky, there's 8 people on the ground working. So that's kind of something to think about, yeah.
So for you, you didn't want to be a pilot. You wanted to be the one on the ground. So
definitely.
We'll have a little chat in a few minutes about what kind of careers that you can go into after this. But let's take it back to first year. Give me kind of a lowdown of some of the modules that you do and what you can expect when you come in the doors of this course.
I think maybe another misconception about this course is that it's all aviation related. It's all planes, all airports. That's not the case. It is called aviation management. It is a business degree. So every week I have about 15 hours compared to 35 when you're in secondary
school.
It's nothing. So every week you have about 6 subjects. They're called modules in college. And 60% of them are business related. So modules like accounting, marketing, economics, finance.
And I suppose as well, a worry for maybe some people who are listening is, I haven't studied any of them for my leaving cert. But you don't have to.
No, I'm doing a business degree, but for my leaving cert, I didn't do business studies, I didn't do accounting, I didn't do economics. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done on the first day of economics? And they were using these words. And I was like, oh God, what does equilibrium mean? But then the thing about DCU is they wouldn't have let me into the course if me not doing business studies for the leaving cert would have held me back. So I remember I went into accounting and I was like, oh my God, I'm so lost. And the boy next to me did accounting for the leaving cert. But then when we went into economics, I was just as lost as he was because he didn't do it for the leaving cert either. So yeah, they start you off on the basics and they build on that.
Perfect. So that's kind of what first year is mainly about, is kind of getting you that ground basis.
Yeah. And then, so you have the general business modules, but then you have aviation specifically. So we do things how does the plane actually get up into the sky? And then how does, airport operations, so how the movement of passengers and their bags to the airport and then onto the plane and then up in the sky. It's really interesting.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. There's so many things you'd never even consider with the Aviation Society. We went to pilot school, so I got to try out a simulator.
Wow.
So that pretty practical, like yeah. actually feeling what it'd be like to fly a plane. I crashed after 2 minutes. Anyway,
simulation. Don't worry.
Yeah. So even though like the course is pretty theory based, there's so many other options available to get that practical experience if that's what you want.
And it's nice that you get them outside of the classroom as well.
Definitely
clubs and societies and stuff. Yeah. So then looking to second year, it's just kind of a step up from from first year.
Kind of like. So in first year I did accounting, but then after first year I never did accounting again, and then we went on to finance. So a little thing about what I learned in accounting helped me with finance, but yeah.
And then you're in third year at the moment, we're in semester two, so you're just back from your inter-work placement.
Yeah, so
tell me about that. It sounds so cool.
I know. It was amazing. I really loved it. So I was with Ryanair for 8 months. So for 4 months I was in the pilot's department, and then for another 4 months I was in safety and compliance. So I got so much experience. Like coming back to college, having had that experience, the lectures, my aviation lectures, it just makes so much more sense, because I'm like, oh yes, I know that. Yeah. And I know why we're learning this. And then it just makes more sense. I'm so glad I did it. Yeah.
Yeah. So your placement, you said, was for how long?
8 months.
And that's in semester one of third year.
Yeah. So I personally did the longest. So I started a week after my summer exams and I finished the Friday before Monday the lecture started back. So you can do a minimum of 4 months. I ended up doing 8 because I was like, I want the money. Yeah.
And you travelled with it as well. You got to go to different countries too.
What was really great about working in aviation is that obviously you have the opportunity to travel if that's what you want. So I went to Stansted in London twice. I went to Lisbon. In fairness, when I went to Lisbon, I didn't leave the airport. But anyway.
It counts as a country.
Yeah. Where else did I go? Oh, I went to Lisbon and I went to Bristol. That's where I went. I went to Bristol.
Amazing.
And also working, if you work for airlines, many people don't know this, but like I just, because my family, it just makes sense to me because I've always had it with my family. But if you work for airlines, you get discounted flights. So
good to know.
Yeah.
Very good to know.
So I was 8 months in Ryanair, but I went on 5 holidays with those nice little tickets.
And what exactly was it that you were doing that you were going to Bristol and going to Lisbon and all these places?
So Lisbon, that was like my first week working in Ryanair. They sent me to Lisbon. So that was, I was going to work in the pilot's department. So they kind of wanted me to see the pilot's perspective. So I actually got to sit in the cockpit and observe like takeoff, landing.
Wow.
So surreal. And oh my God, the views from the cockpit were absolutely amazing. Like nothing in comparison to the seat there in the back of the plane. Absolutely nothing. It was so interesting. But then again, it definitely confirmed that being a pilot just wasn't for me.
And
you know
that's
what happened?
Okay. But sometimes it takes work experience definitely. Like that to figure out what you want to do and what you don't want to do.
So it was like really interesting, like takeoff and landing, obviously, like so much adrenaline. But in between then, like it was a 3.5 hour flight and I fell asleep like in the middle of it. So I was just like, definitely can't.
Best seat in the house.
Yeah, I was like, I definitely can't be like one seat in front. Like, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. So it sounds like you had such a good time.
Yeah, no, I did.
Hard coming back for semester two of third year?
Oh, you know me. I love this year. Like, I couldn't wait. Like, even on intro, I'd still come back to DCU, see all my friends, go to like club and society events afterwards. Uh-huh. So I definitely did. I do miss Ryanair. I cried my last day. I didn't think I would, but I definitely do miss the people. And I do miss the work because it was always interesting.
And now I suppose you're looking ahead to final year as well.
Yeah.
So this is the year that you get to specialise within the three streams.
Yeah.
So what are those three streams firstly?
So the three streams are, you can go off and go to a pilot school. Or you could go into the route of ATC. So that would be like up in the tower, direct, kind of telling what the pilots what to do, mm-hmm. to land here or not. And then the final option is to stay in DCU and kind of focus on the business end of aviation. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, perfect. And with that comes a thesis.
Yes.
For all three streams or just the one that you're going to do?
Just the business
one. So just aviation management.
So if you choose to become a pilot, after your 3 years, you're not on campus anymore. You've no more coursework for DCU. That's basically you've done after third year.
Okay, perfect.
And then you just come back to graduate.
Great.
Yeah.
And then the last stream, air traffic controller studies. What's that? Is that kind of off campus as well?
So
coursework.
That is, to get the training for that in Ireland, you have to apply through the Irish Aviation Authority. And then if accepted, you have to do aptitude tests. And then you go off and do, I think it's a year and a half of training down in Shannon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does DCU kind of sort you out for all that? Will they help you getting to whatever stream you're going to?
They will encourage you as much as possible. And they will, if you show that you have a really keen interest in any of these streams, they will put you in touch with the right people. But it's kind of up to you to become a pilot. If you don't get cadetship, you are looking at paying anywhere between 86 to 120,000.
Okay.
So kind of have to finance that yourself, and unfortunately DCU can't really help you out with that.
Yeah.
But so what DCU do in that sense is they have recommended schools that they've kind of checked out the facilities and everything, like approved schools that they can recommend that our students go to.
Okay, so DCU will point you in the right direction,
yeah,
wherever you want to go, kind of thing.
Definitely.
So that's something that's very good to keep in mind, like with those three streams. Let's talk a little bit about the requirements for this course before we talk about careers. Mm-hmm. What do you need to get in?
So last year it was 463 points. The year I wanted it, it was 465.
Okay.
And I kind of knew it was going to be in around that region. On the day of the Leaving Cert results, I got my paper and I counted up. I swear I counted up like three times. I got 420 points. And I know that's amazing. I'm very proud of that number. I worked really hard to get those points, but I was absolutely devastated. I was heartbroken because I knew it wasn't enough to get the course. To be honest, I think I kind of forgot that I applied through the DARE scheme.
Okay.
So the DARE scheme, it's an access route into university if you have a disability, be that learning, physical, mental, and also if you have an ongoing medical condition, you can get into the scheme. So the day of CAO offers aviation management, like flashed in front of my eyes, and I was like, ah!
Oh, see, there is routes into everything.
And what I really like is like no one knew that I got in that way. Which is like, now I tell everyone because I don't care. But at the time, I was so nervous about it. But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, if it's going to get you to where you want to be,
then,
you know, you
I'll take it. Yeah.
You should be telling everybody that you're in, kind of thing.
So
let's have a chat about some of the careers. We've already mentioned the fact that doing aviation management, you're not going to become just a pilot. There's so much more to it.
Yeah.
It is a business degree at the end of the day as well. So tell me about some of the careers and maybe some of the companies that graduates have gone into with this course.
Yeah. So obviously Dublin Airport take on a lot of our graduates. There's so many operations managers in the airport, honestly hundreds. Like, there's so many different aspects of the airport, different terminals, runways, charity projects, like innovation, honestly so much, like revenue, so shopping, design. Then Aer Lingus, obviously, and Ryanair. People don't realise Ryanair has 450 planes. Ryanair is Europe's biggest airline. Like, I think Irish people think that Ryanair and Aer Lingus are kind of on the same level. Aer Lingus only has 40 planes.
Wow.
In and around that compared to 450.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah. It's just because like we look at it and we think it's kind of the same. It's definitely not. Like, Ryanair's big, like Europe's biggest airline. It's expanding constantly. The jobs are pretty secure within both Aer Lingus and Ryanair. Also, apart from, I think the obvious options obviously are to work for an airline or an airport, but also leasing is absolutely huge in Ireland. It accounts for like a really high percentage of our GDP. Most people don't know that the majority of aircrafts that airlines have, they actually don't own them, they rent them. And majority of those companies are based in Ireland because of our tax, but also because of Irish aviation, really highly skilled in Ireland. So in town, There's so many leasing companies that you can work for, and that's where all the money is, really. So I still haven't decided which where I want to go, because airport, I just love the environment of the airport. Airlines, you get that with staff travel. Leasing is where the money is. So I don't know which one I'm going to pick.
All the choices you have with this course is so overwhelming. Yeah. Well, Kate, it sounds like you're having a great time as well. And
I am.
Not even in your final year yet.
No.
So there's so much more to come. And of course, best of luck with third year and with final year.
Thank you.
And if you would like to know more about aviation management in DCU, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Kate, lovely having you in.
Thank you.